Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of Gospel on the Go whose mission is to impact cultures for Christ. Broadcast from the country of Croatia with host Dr. Andrew Vuksic. Each week, join Andrew and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day in culture, social trends, religion, worldview, and current news, all relevant to biblical teaching. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNetRadio.com. And now your host, Dr. Andrew Vuksic, on GraceNetRadio.com with today's Hot Topic.
So the hot topic today is this. Is gay marriage okay? Is it okay for modern society to change God's marriage mandate? Well, today I have a special guest. His name is Jovan Stojketovic. He is originally from Macedonia. He lives here in Croatia, and actually he serves in our ministry here. He is the director of Project Learning, which means he oversees our seminary, he oversees our Bible college, he oversees our Romy Bible schools. And I figured, let me invite Jovan here and let's see what the director of Project Learning has to say about this idea of gay marriage. Jovan, let the audience know what you think. And by the way, if you don't agree with Jovan or have any complaints, send them to Jovan, okay?
Thank you, Pastor Andrew. Well, the question, is gay marriage okay? Depends whom you ask. If you ask me, and I'm asked now, I will say no. And there are many reasons for that. First of all, in our area, Balkans, it's culturally and totally unacceptable, totally. And but in the late years, we see some changes because of EU, outside somebody, and EU is European Union countries, who want to change the regulation, the laws, and to actually to be more
tolerant,
and to change the definition of marriage, actually.
Right. So just a quick background. You mentioned a couple words. I want to make sure that the audience understands. The Balkans. Give a quick explanation. Where are the Balkans? What are the Balkans?
Well, the Balkans is in Europe, and there are a few countries in this area. Serbia, Greece, Croatia, Macedonia, Slovenia. So it's the Balkan Peninsula, and these countries who are in this geographically. In this area, it's considered geographically and politically ill and culturally Balkan. Some country like Slovenia will say, oh, we are not there.
Okay, so the Balkans, we know now where they are and which countries comprise, consider part of the Balkans. Give us an idea of this Balkan mentality. You had said earlier that in the Balkans, oh, it's just culturally unacceptable. Give us a quick background of the Balkan mentality.
The Balkan mentality is very, biased, divided religiously. What mean by that? There is on other side Catholic countries like Croatia. I say Catholic countries because predominant religion is the Catholic religion, and another country is called Orthodox, which predominant religion is Orthodox. And there are also Muslim in between, like new founded state of Kosovo, Albania. It's in Albania, actually, there are Muslims, Catholics, and Orthodox people.
Okay, so you've got basically in the Balkans, you've got three major religions, okay, the Orthodox, the Catholic, and the Muslim. With the Balkan mentality, especially in terms of this idea of gay marriage, give me a quick understanding of what that is.
Okay, quick understanding. Let's say there is gay parade. Gay parade is not like in America when people just, the gay people parade freely. It is hundreds of policemen protecting them because people beat them and sometimes even killed some of the people who are in a gay parade. So with other words, it's dangerous to be gay in the Balkans,
okay,
openly.
To be openly gay. In fact, it's interesting you say that. I remember when Danielle and I moved here 6 years ago, we went down to the center of the city here in Zagreb, which is the capital of Croatia, where we live. And I remember there were police officers everywhere. We had no idea why. And then shortly thereafter, we discovered there were just a handful of people at that time leading this gay parade. And the police, there were hundreds of them making sure that these people would not be attacked. So I can definitely understand this Balkan mentality. And it's interesting because obviously I come from the United States and our mentality there is very different. Each and every time when Danielle and I return back to the States, it just seems like this idea of tolerating gay marriage is becoming more and more and more acceptable, even in many Christian circles. And this idea of tolerance, that famous T word that seems to be the big buzzword throughout the entire world right now, is we have to be tolerable of other people's beliefs, other people's preferences, including sexual preferences. And even if that means as Christians, we have to tolerate the changing of God's word. Let me just throw a disclaimer out there. We are not here to bash people who say they're gay. We are not here to condemn them. We're not here to say that, well, you know, they're automatically sentenced to hell because of their sexual preferences. I mean, let's face it. The Bible is very clear, and we as Christians obviously believe that the Bible is the authoritative word of God. And the Bible is very clear that, ooh, all of us come into this world with a sin nature. We inherited from Adam and Eve. That means we're all sentenced to hell. Jovan, you're single, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you, who knows, after this radio show, you may become famous, Jovan. You may have people throughout the world calling to you. But anyways, look, let's just make this very clear. God is the one who came up with the idea of marriage, right? God is also the one who came up with the idea of sex. Would you agree with that? Well, scripture is very clear that God says that sex needs to be in the context of marriage. I think God has every right to define that context because God's the one who created both marriage and sex. Would you agree, Jovan?
Of course.
Okay. So, you know, Danielle and I are married, right? And having sex in the context of our marriage is not only right in God's sight, it also brings glory to God as well. However, let's say Jovan, and Jovan, I believe that you, okay, your sexual preference is?
Straight, heterosexual.
Okay.
No
so,
gay.
Okay. All right. You see his Balkan response?
No gay.
You know, well, Jovan, again, God designed sex to be in the context of marriage. You as a single man, okay, having sex outside the context of marriage, even if it is heterosexual sex, guess what? What does God call that?
It's sin.
It's sin. In like manner, okay, you know, you could have a man having sex outside the context of marriage with another man. Or a woman having sex outside the context with another woman. What's that called, Jovan?
Sin.
Why? Because we're condemning people? Because we're better than people? Because we're criticizing people? Why?
Because God's word says that.
Yes. God is the one who sets up the parameters. Sex within the context of marriage, God says, is a blessing. Sex outside the context of marriage, regardless of what the sexual preference is, it's called sin. It's like fire in a fireplace. Fire in the fireplace, in the proper context, in the fireplace, can warm the whole house. You take that fire out of the fireplace, it can burn the house down. And so with that disclaimer, Jovan, why don't you share what happened here recently in Croatia with this idea, because Croatia now has entered into the European Union. Why don't you explain maybe how that's kind of maybe made, I guess, the requirements to be more tolerable towards gay marriage. Explain what that means.
Well, it means that there are now laws which protect gay people. And not only that, it is deeper. Now it's going to the education. Children in elementary school are taught, actually it was desired to be created a new class in which they will teach that it's okay to be gay. It's okay even sex out of the marriage. I mean, just, oh, it's human. It's human thing to do that.
So once Croatia entered into the European Union, in order to have the privilege to be part of the European Union, they had to, I guess, make some concessions?
Yes. Yeah, changing the laws, accepting the things which were imposed outside from other European countries. They needed to do major changes in the whole country, different areas, including, the cultural, including now you're not anymore Balkan, now you need to be European.
Okay. And so could this be the reason why, I guess it was a few months ago, that Croatia had this big vote where actually they were voting on, is it okay to change God's marriage, the definition of marriage, God's marriage mandate?
Yes, yes, actually, that is interesting. The EU want, the European Union wanted to impose this new law, and the government didn't want to accept that. So the solution was to ask the people. So that is how they protected themselves. And in the referendum on the vote, people said no, they don't want to change the definition.
So I remember the vote, and I remember people were confused. And it's interesting. Now, just so you guys know, a few months ago, Croatia voted, yes. Is it okay to change the definition of God's, what God says marriage should be? Or no, it's not okay to change it. Now, the vote did not pass, meaning Croatia, the people, did not have enough votes to change God's definition of marriage. But isn't it interesting, Jovan? There were a lot of votes that actually said it's okay. And even though the vote didn't pass, you know, the thing didn't pass, nevertheless, I was kind of surprised at the how high the percentage was of people who said, you know what? We're in modern society. We need to be more modern, more open, more liberal, more tolerant, like other countries, when it comes to the definition of gay marriage. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, yeah, that happened actually. And it's interesting that the most of those votes from young people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's young people who are influenced by this new, let's say, new westernized, new European, and the new way definition of tolerance.
Now, wait a second. When you're talking westernized, you're not criticizing us Americans, are you? And blaming us for this, are you?
No. Everything is from the movies. You know how they say here in Balkans, say you watch American movie, you see something, and then immediately people accept.
That is interesting. That is very interesting. You're right about that. And it's funny you say that, because I remember the first time Danielle and I went to a movie here in Croatia. And there we were, two Americans surrounded by all these Croatians. And it was obviously a movie. I think the movie was something about New York City, whatever. And so much of the movie just wasn't realistic. You know, it was Hollywood, right? And yet I remember the feeling once the movie finished and Danielle and I are sitting there, I'm going, oh my, all of these Croatians walking out of this movie theater actually think, this is America. They actually think this is how we do things and live and so forth. So you're right. I people do see the movies, Hollywood, and very often they adapt many of the things. So when we see in the movies or on TV, American TV or movies, especially this idea of it's okay to, you know, have gay marriage or same-sex couples living together and having sex, sometimes we don't realize how far that influence really is. So what do you, the audience, think? I mean, you have been influenced by this idea, this question of gay marriage. Is it okay to change that which God himself has defined as his mandate for marriage? Is it okay to change it because, well, we're now modern people living in a modern society and we need to be more, we need to tolerate things a little bit more. We can't be narrow-minded. We can't assume that God's word back then applies today. What do you think about that?
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from Gospel on the Go in Croatia. Would you like to be part of this program? You can send in your questions or comments directly to Andrew at askandrew@gospelonthego.org. That's askandrew@gospelonthego.org. And he'd like to address your hot topic. So send him an email. Each week, Dr. Andrew shares the Word of God from the Lighthouse of Life Church in Croatia. If you'd like to hear more, log on to gospelonthego.org, where you can find a variety of sermons and teachings by Dr. Andrew online. Lighthouse of Life churches are located in Zagreb, Croatia, and Deerfield Beach, Florida, in the United States. Both churches benefit from live and webcast sermons by Dr. Andrew. For location and service times, check gospelonthego.org. And now, back to Hot Topics with Andrew Vuksic.
Well, thus far, Jovan, we have taken a look at really what society has to say about gay marriage, right?
Yes.
We've spoken about the Balkan mentality. We've also spoken about really the more tolerant mentality throughout the rest of the parts of the world. We've also discussed what we as Christians have to say about sex within the context of marriage or outside the context of marriage. And again, as we said, we're not looking to condemn people who claim to have same-sex sexual preferences. But I think now, Jovan, what do you think? We've looked at society.
Yes.
We've looked at kind of what the world has to say. Maybe we should look at what God has to say.
Amen.
You think to that? Yes. So, Jovan, again, you're one of our top seminary students overseeing Project Learning. Let me just ask you a couple quick questions. Marriage is whose idea, Jovan?
Marriage is God's idea.
In other words, did man come up with the idea of marriage?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, 100%.
Well, what about society?
Also no.
Society didn't come up with the idea of marriage. Let me ask you this. What about religious groups?
No, even those no.
So in other words, the church did not come up with the idea of marriage. In other words, Christians did not come up with the idea of marriage, right?
Yes, no.
Only God did,
yes,
right? God. Because God was the one back then. He created it, right?
Yes.
So, Jovan, do you think maybe if God is the creator of the institution of marriage, if God is the creator of this idea of sex, do you think maybe God has the right to set his parameters?
Yes, every right.
And do you also agree that maybe we as finite, fallen human beings do not have the right to shake our fist at God and say, God, get up to speed with society. You've got to change your marriage mandate. Do you think maybe we as humans do not have the right to do that?
We don't have right.
That is the height of arrogance. To shake our fist at God, to say God is outdated, his mandates are outdated, and we as modern man have the right to redefine that which God has clearly defined. So here's the big question. What is God's marriage mandate? It's real simple. One verse. Jovan, do you know where it is? Genesis
chapter 2.
Which verse?
24.
Genesis 24. Let me just read it. God said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his
wife.
And they, who's they? Man and
woman
will become what?
One flesh.
One flesh. What does that mean?
That they will leave their parents and they will join and unite themselves in sex.
Right. They will be united as one spiritually, emotionally, and physically. So in that one verse, we see God's mandate for marriage and we see God's mandate for sex. It's within the context of marriage between a man and a woman. So let me just break this down real quick. Number one, God's mandate for marriage is that it unites a man and a woman. Now, again, I know this is narrow-minded and unpopular in many parts of society. But again, the verse is very clear. God's divine design for marriage is that it is a heterosexual union between a man and a woman. Again, it is God's design. And we see that God says that a man is to leave and to cleave, be united to his wife. This is basically marriage. And it's interesting, as the late pastor evangelist John Stott had said, before the cleaving of marriage, coming together as one, there should be a leaving. Leaving of parents. You're starting a new family, a new household. And the leaving in mind is a public social occasion. Family and friends in society have a right to know, right?
Yes.
Good. So there should be no sneaking off to Las Vegas and getting married in a chapel where no one sees.
Of course not.
Okay. So number one, God's marriage mandate is that it unites a man to a woman. Number two, it unites one man to one woman for one lifetime. Monogamy, not polygamy, is God's divine design for marriage. Now, again, I have to admit, although polygamy was, quote, tolerated, unquote, for a short while in the Old Testament, it's clear as we read Genesis 2:24, it was never part of God's divine design. When a man, let me just say this, this must also be said about divorce. When a man leaves his mother and father, and he is to be united or cleave like glue to his wife, this means that they don't come back, they don't separate. What God has joined, let no man or nothing separate. Unfortunately, this part of the marriage mandate has gone crazy. We see divorces everywhere, not just in society, but unfortunately, divorces have infected the Christian church. This shouldn't be. Instead of us having this attitude of cleaving like glue, many Christians get married with this idea of coming together like sandpaper. Oh, we'll rub together for a while, but after a while, what happens? Boom. We just come apart. That was not part of God's mandate for marriage. Now, yes, in Scripture, Jesus tells us, actually Jesus and then the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Lord, tells us there are two, I guess, exceptions to this idea of divorce. One is adultery, that's Matthew 19. The other one is abandonment by a non-believer, that's 1 Corinthians 7. But again, Jesus made it very clear, that divorce, this was not part of the deal from the beginning. So we see, number one, that God's marriage for mandate is that it unites one man to one woman. We see, number two, that God's marriage for mandate is that it unites one man to one woman for one lifetime. And now we see, number three, God's marriage for mandate is that it unites one man to one woman for one lifetime, where they become one flesh, sex. And again, as we discussed earlier, sex is like fire. In the proper context, the fireplace, it can warm the whole house. Outside that context, it can burn the house down. And that's the same with sex, whether it's heterosexual sex outside marriage or homosexual sex outside marriage. It burns lives down. You don't believe me? Just look around at society. Look around at all the problems that are occurring because of human disobedience when it comes to sex. God says, one man, one woman, one lifetime, they become one flesh. Spiritually, emotionally, physically. And in doing so, their lives are meant to bring glory to God. Outside of that, lives don't bring glory to God. Now, here's an interesting question. I'm looking at you, Jovan. You're still single, right? How old are you now, Jovan?
I'm 33.
33, and you're still not married. Jovan, I didn't get married till I was 42. You got plenty of time.
Yes.
Yes, all right. You wait now. Wait for God to bring you that wonderful woman.
I'm waiting.
Like God brought me Danielle, right? Yes. Now, here's an interesting question, Jovan. You're single. Now, we know that, you know, for Danielle and for myself, one man, one woman, one lifetime, together as one flesh, where we're together spiritually, emotionally, and physically, with our lives are meant to bring glory to God. Well, you're a single guy. How can your life bring glory to God?
Yes, it can bring ministry. I'm involved in ministry and I'm serving the Lord. And as my pastor says, and that is you, the best way to find a soulmate, if you're in ministry involved and that person come along who wants to serve the Lord and glorify. So two people who serve the Lord together can unite each other and actually know each other better than just going out and, you know, doing the popular things. And basically then we put the masks and we don't know each other. When we serve the Lord with honest heart, people are honest and open before God and others. It is the best way to meet and to know somebody.
Jovan, I guarantee you're going to get a lot of emails from some women who are going to go, wasn't he so nice in saying that? He's so spiritual. And I'm going to let you know, he's also very handsome as well. There you go, right? Like your brother, who, by the way, is your twin, right?
Yes, so, and he's married.
He's married. There you go. But it's interesting. Of course, your life as a single person can bring glory to God. I mean, think about our Lord Jesus Christ. He was not married.
Yes,
and again,
yes,
his life brought glory to God. Okay. What about the Apostle Paul? Again, it seemed that he was single also. He was called to singleness. And so, of course, If you're single, your life can bring glory to God, Christian. But again, you've got to do it God's way. As a single person, sex? Uh-uh. Sorry. Not my fault. Don't say I'm this tough guy and, oh, it's unfair. Well, that's what God says. Why? What does God say? Sex inside the context of marriage. Again, when it comes to gay marriage, when it comes to same-sex couples, again, we're not being critical. We're not being judgmental. We're simply looking at the authoritative word of God. We're looking at what God has to say about it. We must say, God says, sex outside the marriage, okay? It's not a blessing. Whether you're heterosexual sex or homosexual sex. And again, that's why Jesus said, haven't you read at the beginning in Matthew 19, he said the Creator made them male and female. These are the very words of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Going back and referring to the creation account, to the very point where God created marriage and sex. He said, at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female. And for this reason, Jesus said, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife. And the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, Jesus said, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Don't let society, don't let religious institutions have become so liberal that they've allowed this idea of tolerance to take place of God's truth. Don't let Hollywood, don't let modern man try to shake their fist at God and say, God, you're behind the times. Therefore, we as humans need to get you up to speed, God. And that's why we as humans have the right to make our own definitions in our own lives, especially when it comes to marriage and sex. People, may that never be the case, especially as we as Christians. We have to stand up for God, and we cannot bow down to man. Our God is an awesome God. He is a holy God. We need to revere him. We need to trust his truth. We need to obey his truth. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests and were not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliates. Remember, you can email Dr. Vuksic with questions or comments at askandrew@gospelonthego.org. Join us every Sunday following John MacArthur, Sundays at 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. U.S. Eastern Standard Time, and 3 p.m. and 10 p.m. Zagreb, Croatian Time, for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.